How to speak with confidence even when you feel nervous. Nervousness before speaking is one of the most universal human experiences. Whether you're delivering a presentation to colleagues, speaking at a wedding, or simply voicing your opinion in a meeting, that familiar flutter of anxiety in your stomach is completely normal. The good news? Confidence isn't the absence of nerves, it's the ability to speak effectively despite them. The relationship between nervousness and confident speaking is more nuanced than most people realize. Many of the world's most accomplished speakers still feel butterflies before taking the stage. The difference lies not in eliminating these feelings, but in learning to project confidence while managing the underlying anxiety. This skill can transform not just your speaking ability, but your entire professional and personal life. Understanding the nervous speaker's mindset. Nervousness when speaking often stems from fear of judgment, fear of making mistakes, or fear of not being good enough. These fears trigger our body's fight or flight response, leading to physical symptoms like rapid heartbeat, sweating, trembling, or a shaky voice. Understanding this biological response is the first step toward managing it effectively. The key insight is that nervousness and confidence can coexist. Professional performers, from actors to musicians, have long understood that pre-performance nerves can actually enhance performance when channeled correctly. The energy that comes with nervousness can be transformed into passion, enthusiasm, and dynamic delivery. Speaking with genuine confidence means acknowledging your nerves while refusing to let them control your message or delivery. Preparation, your foundation for confident speaking. Nothing builds speaking confidence quite like thorough preparation. When you know your material inside and out, you create a safety net that catches you even when nerves try to throw you off course. This preparation goes beyond simply knowing what you want to say. It involves anticipating questions, planning transitions, and having backup points ready. Start by organizing your content into clear, logical sections. Create an outline that flows naturally from one point to the next, ensuring each section builds on the previous one. Practice your opening and closing lines until they become second nature, as these are often the moments when nerves hit hardest. When you have strong, memorized beginnings and endings, everything in between becomes more manageable. Rehearsal is equally crucial. Practice in front of a mirror, record yourself, or present to trusted friends or family members. Each rehearsal builds muscle memory and reduces the unknown variables that fuel anxiety. The more familiar you become with your content and delivery, the more confident you'll feel when facing your actual audience. Managing physical symptoms of nervousness. The physical manifestations of nervousness, racing heart, sweating palms, trembling voice can undermine even the best prepared speaker. Fortunately, there are proven techniques to manage these symptoms and maintain composure under pressure. Breathing techniques form the cornerstone of physical nervousness management. Deep, controlled breathing activates your parasympathetic nervous system, naturally calming your body's stress response. Practice the 4-7-8 breathing technique: inhale for 4 counts, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. This pattern slows your heart rate and reduces physical tension, creating a more stable foundation for confident speaking. Progressive muscle relaxation is another powerful tool. Starting from your toes and working upward, consciously tense and then release each muscle group in your body. This practice helps you identify areas where you hold tension and teaches you how to release it on command. Many speakers find this technique particularly helpful when dealing with shoulder and jaw tension that can affect vocal quality. Vocal warm-ups serve a dual purpose. They prepare your voice for speaking while also providing a calming ritual that signals to your brain that you are ready to perform. Simple exercises like humming, lip trills, or tongue twisters can relax your vocal cords and reduce the shakiness that often accompanies nervous speaking. Speaking confidently in high-stakes situations. Some speaking situations naturally carry more pressure than others. Speaking confidently in meetings when feeling anxious requires specific strategies, as does presenting to senior executives or addressing large audiences. The stakes feel higher, the scrutiny more intense, and the consequences more significant. In these high-pressure moments, successful speakers focus on their message rather than their anxiety. They remember that their audience wants them to succeed. People generally attend presentations or meetings hoping to learn something valuable, not to watch someone fail. This perspective shift from self-focus to audience focus can dramatically reduce speaking anxiety. When pressure mounts, effective leaders maintain their speaking presence by returning to fundamentals. They speak slightly slower than normal, maintain steady eye contact, and use purposeful gestures. These techniques create an impression of calm control even when internal butterflies are dancing. The power of body language in confident communication. Your body often speaks before you do, and audiences read these nonverbal cues within seconds of seeing you. Confident body language can actually create confident feelings through a psychological phenomenon known as embodied cognition. When you stand and move confidently, your brain begins to feel more confident. Posture forms the foundation of confident body language. Stand tall with your shoulders back and your weight evenly distributed. Avoid closed-off positions like crossed arms or hands clasped behind your back, which can signal defensiveness or discomfort. Instead, keep your arms relaxed at your sides or use them for purposeful gestures that support your message. Eye contact deserves special attention as one of the most powerful body language signals that builds trust. Rather than scanning nervously across the room, practice holding eye contact with individuals for complete thoughts, typically 3 to 5 seconds. This creates a sense of connection and demonstrates confidence in your message. Facial expressions should align with your content and energy level. A genuine smile can immediately warm your audience and help you feel more relaxed. Even in serious presentations, allowing appropriate expressions to show through makes you appear more authentic and relatable, which paradoxically increases your authority and confidence. Vocal techniques for confident delivery. Your voice carries tremendous power in conveying confidence, and specific vocal techniques can help you sound self-assured even when feeling nervous internally. The goal isn't to eliminate all signs of humanity from your voice, but to ensure your nervousness doesn't overshadow your message. Pace control is crucial for nervous speakers, who often rush through their content in an attempt to get it over with. Consciously slowing your speech serves multiple purposes. It gives you time to think, makes you easier to understand, and creates an impression of thoughtful authority. Practice pausing between major points, using these moments of silence to breathe and reset. Volume and projection demonstrate confidence while ensuring your message reaches everyone in your audience. Nervous speakers often allow their volume to drop, making them appear uncertain and requiring listeners to strain to hear. Practice projecting your voice from your diaphragm rather than your throat, which creates a fuller, more confident sound while reducing strain on your vocal cords. Vocal variety keeps your audience engaged while preventing the monotone delivery that often accompanies nervousness. Vary your pitch, pace, and volume to emphasize key points and maintain interest. Video resources can provide excellent examples of how professional speakers use vocal variety to maintain audience engagement and project confidence. Mindset shifts that transform nervous energy. Perhaps the most powerful tool for confident speaking lies in shifting your mental approach to nervousness itself. Instead of viewing nervous energy as a problem to eliminate, successful speakers learn to reframe it as excitement and anticipation. This cognitive reappraisal, changing how you interpret your physical sensations, can dramatically improve your speaking performance. Focus on contribution rather than perfection. When you approach speaking with the mindset of sharing valuable information or insights with your audience, the pressure to be perfect diminishes. Your goal becomes serving your audience rather than impressing them, which naturally reduces self-consciousness and anxiety. Embrace the learning mindset. Every speaking opportunity, regardless of how it goes, provides valuable feedback and growth potential. This perspective removes the all-or-nothing pressure that intensifies nervousness. Understanding fear and nervousness as natural responses helps normalize these feelings rather than fighting against them. Building long-term speaking confidence. Confident speaking is a skill that develops over time through consistent practice and exposure. Each positive speaking experience builds your confidence reservoir, making future challenges feel more manageable. Seek out low-stakes opportunities to practice, volunteer to give updates in team meetings, join a speaking club, or present at community events. Develop your expertise in areas you're passionate about. When you genuinely care about your subject matter and feel knowledgeable about it, speaking becomes less about performance and more about sharing something meaningful. This authentic enthusiasm often shines through and masks any underlying nervousness. Create a post-speaking reflection practice. After each speaking opportunity, note what went well, what you learned, and what you'd like to improve next time. This practice helps you recognize your growth over time and builds a positive association with speaking experiences. Advanced strategies for seasoned speakers. As your confidence grows, you can employ more sophisticated techniques for managing nervousness and enhancing your speaking impact. Advanced public speaking techniques often focus on fine-tuning your natural style rather than learning entirely new skills. Develop your ability to read and respond to audience energy. Confident speakers adjust their delivery based on audience engagement, speeding up when people seem restless or slowing down when they need time to process complex information. This responsiveness demonstrates confidence in your ability to adapt and connect. Master the art of graceful recovery. Even confident speakers make mistakes, forget points, or encounter technical difficulties. The difference lies in how they handle these moments. Practice acknowledging errors briefly and moving forward without dwelling on them or over-apologizing. Improving communication skills beyond formal speaking. The confidence you build in formal speaking situations naturally transfers to everyday communication scenarios. Strong communication skills enhance every interaction, from casual conversations to crucial negotiations. Apply your speaking confidence techniques to smaller group discussions and one-on-one conversations. The same principles: preparation, body language awareness, vocal control, and positive mindset serve you well in all communication contexts. Learning to maintain natural conversation flow becomes easier when you are comfortable with your overall communication abilities. Practice active listening as a complement to confident speaking. When you're genuinely engaged in understanding others, you naturally feel less self-conscious about your own contribution to the conversation. This balance between speaking confidently and listening actively creates more meaningful and less anxiety-provoking interactions. Conclusion. Speaking with confidence while feeling nervous isn't about eliminating all anxiety, it's about developing the skills and mindset to communicate effectively despite those feelings. Remember that nervousness often indicates that something matters to you, which can actually enhance your authenticity and connection with your audience. The journey to confident speaking is ongoing, with each experience building upon the last. Embrace the process, celebrate small victories, and remember that even the most accomplished speakers once felt exactly as nervous as you do now. With consistent practice, the right techniques, and a supportive mindset, you can transform your relationship with speaking from one of fear to one of empowerment and growth. Your voice matters, your message has value, and your unique perspective deserves to be heard. By learning to speak with confidence even when nervous, you're not just improving a skill, you're opening doors to new opportunities, deeper relationships, and greater personal fulfillment. The nervousness may never completely disappear, but it no longer has to hold you back from sharing your gifts with the world.